Money FM 89.3. Best of Drive Time.
Money FM 89.3. Good evening. It is Drive Time with Elliot Danka, Timothy Goh, and Chua Tien Tien. Time now for Market View. Yes, we'll talk about Alibaba, but first, a recap of how we started the day.
Right, Elliot. So Singapore shares opened lower today after U.S. markets ended in the red overnight. In early trade, we saw the Straits Times Index going down 0.2% to 3,247 points. Some 82 million securities changed hands in the broader market. Now, off to the closing numbers, the STI closed up 0.22% in the green at 3,262 points. In terms of value turnover, we are looking at 1.06 billion Sing dollars. Now, gainers outnumbered losers, 341 versus 215. Top advances, Jardine Cycle and Carriage, JMH USD and Sets, and top decliners, UOI, Samudera Shipping and Cod Life. Now, notable developments for the day. Trading for Alibaba's five times short daily leverage certificates, or DLCs, listed on the Singapore Exchange. They have been momentarily suspended as the airbag mechanism was triggered. Now, what's the airbag mechanism? We'll find out later on. The move, of course, coming on the back of Alibaba saying that it will split its company into six business groups, each with the ability to raise outside funding and go public. Now, for a quick look at how the Singapore stock market ended the day, we are joined by Jeff Ng, Senior Currency Analyst at MUFG. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you as always. And, well, Jeff, let's start with the Singapore stock market. How did the STI fare today?
Well, the STI looked relatively flat in terms of the performance. I think there were slight gains of around 0.22%. I think overall markets look like they are digesting the recent news of what happened over the global banking sector, as well as perhaps in the absence of any significant global and local data. I think just watching out for, let's say, the US PCE core PCE numbers, there's likely to be released on Friday night. So yeah, I think perhaps in the absence of any interesting drivers, I think just in a wait and watch mode for the time being.
Jeff, I assume nothing really surprising as far as the biggest movers of the day is concerned. A little bit more of the same, perhaps?
Yeah, I think looking at like sectoral base, I think we saw some outperformances, or let's say the mining kind of sectors, and then we saw some services sectors seeing some gains as well, and some positives for industrials. But I think overall, the outlook continues to look fairly complicated, and I think this may be due to idiosyncratic reasons rather than on the general macro, due to the fact that I think there's still not much market moving data after so much volatility over the past few months.
Well, Jeff, this news making the headlines around the world. Jack Ma recently spotted in China, and soon enough, Alibaba surprised markets by announcing plans to split the company into six units that will individually raise funds and explore IPOs. What does this move mean for tech giants in China?
Well, we saw that the China-Hong Kong market, as well as the tech index there, saw some gains. I think it does help to reduce some concerns about regulation in China. And at the same time, I think some of the units inside the company may have some value. So I think it looks like it is being unlocked. So overall, I think it does look like some boost to the tech sector, because overall, past few months and years, we have had a lot of concerns on the tech sector, owing to the fact of high interest rates and perhaps competition, geopolitics. So I think some of these have weighed down a lot of the value over the past few years. So perhaps for today, at least, you know, some of these worries were slightly eased, and we saw some rebounds. But of course, going forward, the outlook remains uncertain, given that there's still very high interest rates going around globally, which may still be a dampener to the tech sector. And I think, as some of the layoffs do suggest, I think there's still some momentum lacking in the tech sector. So I think we have to watch out for perhaps how the economy, as well as the demand for some of the products develop going forward.
Jeff, I want to pick up on something that Tien Tien mentioned earlier on. Trading for Alibaba, five times short, daily leverage certificates, DLCs, listed on the SGX, momentarily suspended as the airbag mechanism was triggered. So I don't quite know what this means. What is a DLC? I'm a gamer. It means downloadable content. I am assuming it's different for this one. As well as the airbag mechanism. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I think for the DLC, I'm not really an expert in individual sort of like instruments, but okay. I think it looks like something that is helping to facilitate investments. So it stands for daily leverage certificates. And I think they do sort of like allow some leverage and some investments for long and short positions on individual equities. And at the same time, for airbag mechanism, I think it's sort of like what you really imagine, you can imagine on a car, like an airbag, when there's some shocks, you get some cushion. So it does try to reduce some of the negative impact from extreme move in the underlying assets for the time being. So I think this may be the sort of like rough definition I can provide for the time being.
Okay.
Right. And Jeff, let's from Singapore, from China, Alibaba, let's take a look at Vietnam. Vietnam's economic growth in the first quarter has slowed to 3.32% from an expansion of 5.05% in the same period last year. Any concerns there, given the country's status as sort of like a regional manufacturing hub? To what extent is this a reflection of weakening global demand?
Indeed, I think it was not really a surprise, because we have seen over the past few months already that there were some divergences between the domestic oriented sectors like retail sales and the more externally oriented one like export-import growth, as well as for industrial production. So for March, I think we still saw that the manufacturing sector continues to see downsides. I think owing to the fact that for this year, the team is really spending on services rather than goods. So while I was there for a business trip last month, I think we noted that there were softer demand from many of the major economies owing to the global slowdown, as well as the shift towards services demand away from the goods demand. So I think in the near term, this may persist owing to the fact that the high interest rates globally, as well as the sentiment, is quite uncertain owing to also the banking sector issues. But I think by the second half of the year, I think we are optimistic that there could be some improvements from the current weakness that we are seeing. Because if China starts to see some economic recovery, even though it may be more modest or it may be a robust one, but I think if some recovery is better than no recovery, so I think that could help to improve the outlook for Vietnam, as well as the rest of Asia, as some of the demand for consumer goods, for manufactured goods, start to rebound from very low levels at this stage.
Right, and I want to zoom in on one point. You mentioned banks, whatever that's going on in the banking sector. Well, UBS has announced a new chief, Sergio Ermotti, returns. But let's take a look at what's happening in the banking sector and the U.S. top U.S. financial officials. They have outlined what's likely going to be the biggest regulatory overhaul of the banking sector in years, thanks to that collapse of SVB and other U.S. regional lenders. Among them, enhancements to the Fed's stress tests. What can we expect on this front?
Yeah, I think we have had several years where the global financial conditions have been very much accommodative, and I think that has helped to support the global economy as it underwent a period of a slightly modest growth compared to, let's say, the 90s. So I think at this stage, there will likely be more focus on the health of the financial sector. So I think we will anticipate at more rigorous tests and perhaps a more extensive test, looking at areas where perhaps there could have been blind spots to help to alleviate any concerns that may arise going forward. And I think for now, we will still have to continue to watch for this changing and evolving financial conditions outlook, because if they continue to tighten further, it may mean that the Fed does not need to hike rates much more, because they are already watching out for the current situation, and they may even look towards cutting interest rates if they feel that there's some sharp slowdown in the domestic growth, as well as if the inflationary pressures start to retreat.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jeff. That was Jeff Ng, Senior Currency Analyst at MUFG. Thank you very much for joining us on Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.